The Catholic Knights of Malta were among the first on hand to assist cyclone survivors in Myanmar, where at least 100,000 people have died and more than 1 million left homeless. Spokesman for the Knights, Gianantioco Chiaveri, explains many survivors have headed for high ground and the Buddhist temples for help.
We know they are escaping from where there is still a lot of water, and they are all going into the Buddhist temples, and they're trying to help them in there. This is why we continue distributing water purification tablets, which is a big problem. We reached 40,000 people up to now. And furthermore, 750 family kits we were able to give, where there is cookware and many other things. Trying to, always these many plastic sheets, because we can construct shelters. The good news is that on Sunday, one of our medical team with 8 staff members finally reached the coastal town of Labuta in the Irrawaddy Delta. That was not easy to reach, and they were not letting us move up to that day, because so we started with the operation of with the health center, and the population welcomed our aid workers with jubilations. They didn't see anybody before. So luckily, our truck loaded with medical drugs, foodstuff, water purification tablets, and especially plastic sheets that can make a temporary shelter, with other 2 cars that were following, reached that area. And so without any obstacles, and this is a good news. And besides additional aid workers, these transports will contain necessary material for construction of 100 latrines for emergency shelters, as well as medical equipment. It's our team on the ground is a guarantee that the donations from people all over the world really reach the survivors.
The media has had a difficult time getting into Burma to report on the extent of the disaster and the relief effort. But so what are your people on the ground able to tell you at this point?
We have been told that the situation is getting worse every hour, because the people desperately need safe drinking water and medical care. And the hospital of Labuta, for an example, has been almost completely destroyed. Therefore, we are going to install a health center in one of the houses in the town that fortunately has endured the storm. One of the houses that is, it's one of our staff house. 2 doctors and a nurse will treat the patients, and we are building a big tent to have more space for the injured and all the people that need help.
Now, Myanmar has a very small Christian minority in the country, which is mostly Buddhist. In the past, we've heard of campaigns presumably launched by the military regime to discourage its troops from encouraging friendships with Christians. But how are Christian aid workers being regarded there at this time of real urgent need?
Luckily, we do not have this problem. The Order of Malta, our cross, reach any place in the world. We never had and never made a distinction of religion when we help somebody. You imagine that in some places, as you know, the Half Moon reaches some place and the Red Cross reaches other. We nobody ever stopped the cross of the Order of Malta. So we don't check of which religion the people are, and everybody knows this. So we easily can move everywhere, and also in Burma.
Gianantioco Chiaveri is a spokesman for the Knights of Malta here in Rome. To find out how you can help the people there in Myanmar, check out their website. That's www.orderofmalta.org.